Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's the Favorites Podcast presented by FanDuel. It might be cold, but the sports calendar is heating up and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. I love betting with FanDuel because their app is safe, secure, and easy to use. And when I win, I get paid fast. And FanDuel is now live in Maryland. So use promo code FAVORITES and download the FanDuel app today to make every moment more this football season. Must be 21 or older and in select states, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. Call 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, 1-877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming, or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia. Welcome to The Favorites, the podcast from the Volume Podcast Network. I am Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer of the Action Network. I am joined, as I am, for every episode, by my co-host, my companion, my compadre, my BFF, professional better, Simon Hunter. Hello, Simon.
Chad, how you doing from New York, brother?
Brother. Listen, we did this on Tuesday. We recorded the podcast from our, I'd say, 70% complete studio in our new office in New York City. Doing it again today. For those who are going to see some of the videos, today I'm in front of the big screen and we got our Favorites logo up behind me, which is super exciting. The good news is I can sit here right now. I can do a podcast. The sound is great. Pretty soon we'll have real lights up and we'll be doing live shows from here, live podcast or podcast from here. You'll be here. It'll be amazing. We can't.
Yeah, I don't know about that last part, but we'll see.
Once in a while, you and I together will arrange because you're 2 hours away.
Yeah, I do. I hate New York though. You know, I hate New York.
I don't like coming to New York.
You like New York.
Dude, I lived in New York.
You love fine dining. You love the posh life.
I will tell you, not for nothing. Last night, I did go to a ramen place that is so cool. Doesn't have a sign on the door. There was a wait starting at 5 o'clock. I don't even know what it's called. Like, I wouldn't know how to get there. Again.
You got to know someone to go there, huh?
Someone had to lead me there. They had to guide me to get in there. But I went to bed early, got up and did the rower in the hotel. Cause you know what? I'm dedicated to the lifestyle.
Well, while you were gallivanting around New York City, you know what I was getting, Chad? A lot of questions from the fans of the show. More questions than usual. I feel like I shouldn't have admitted that I do check my DMs every now and then. Cause now I've opened the floodgates a little bit. Luckily it wasn't crazy Miami fans this week though. Seems like they kind of ate their soup last week and they're a little quiet now, but, I think a lot of these questions, me and Chad, maybe we'll talk about in the offseason. I'll just stay off the top. I'm not here to tell you who to follow and who to bet. To me, Action Network has a bunch of other football shows. I'll recommend them to you because I work for this company. I do think they have good talent on them. But am I going to go out of my way and bash other people and other shows? I won't, but I'll post stuff every now and then I just find funny. And I try to stay away from Twitter because it's just not – it's not a good place because I disagree with a lot of what people say. And that's kind of how I view a lot of life. I've always been that way. Or I'm kind of I know I'm a little different, but I'm definitely one of those people that I always view things differently than other people. So Twitter's not the best place for me because it's kind of a place where everyone wants to agree together. So I would say, yeah, if you're asking me what people to follow, Sunday Six Pack, it's a show that the Action Network puts out. Stucky and Chris, it's a good show. They're giving you good info. Are they going to win every week? No, they're not frauds. They're going to give you real bets every week. So people are asking me all these questions like, is this guy a fraud? Is this guy a fraud? You guys know my view. I told you 99% of these people giving out picks do not do this professionally. And what I mean by that is, do you make your living betting? Because that's different than being in media and giving out picks, where in media, that's how they're making their money. They're not making their money by their bets. So that would be something to look out for. But am I going to bash people? No, I just would be wary of these Twitter people, especially people selling picks on Twitter. It's just, it's a risky world. So I got a lot of questions about that. And I just try to point people to action. We're giving out free info every week. Hell, I'm giving out a written article every week that's free. Dude, it's like 30 and 12. Like, it's just been winning crazy. And that's not on purpose. Like, I'm just giving out good info every week. But that's what I mean. There's free stuff out there. So to me, all your questions about who to follow, what people to bet, as long as it's free, I don't care. Do whatever you want. But the minute someone starts charging you online and they're not hitting above a 55% clip, that's my biggest issue. So just be wary on Twitter of these people selling picks. That's my biggest advice to people.
I'm really glad you're saying that. We didn't script that at all.
I just got a lot of questions. I don't even remember what I even said on Tuesday, but
I don't know what you said either.
I just speak sometimes.
I can't remember anything after last night. you're referencing Chris Raybon and Stucky on the Action Network podcast, and they will do the Sunday Pack, which is sort of the anchor of that show. Mitchell produces it. It's a brilliant show. It's one of my favorites. Religious listening for me. I highly recommend it. I reference it often on this show because it's that good. And
Raybon, and it's free.
And it's free. It's free.
that's the key.
We're not asking you to pay for this stuff, folks.
Yeah.
We believe in the product we're putting out. We believe in the value of the information. We believe in giving you the advantage. We believe in the data and the research we have at Action Network. And the rigor that everybody on our team puts into making the decisions they make. They're not just sitting down at a computer saying, who do I like tonight that I can sort of say, all right, it's going to get a little bit of action from people watching me on social media. All right, listen, reminder. Foxhole, Broncos +9.5. Simon says Giants +7. Chad went with the Lions -2.5 in the exec decision. We owe people a big balls. We owe people Scooch Roulette. Before we get to any of that, let's get to Sharp Call.
Hello, who's there? I'm talking.
Ring, ring, telephone ring. Somebody saying, baby, what you doing?
Talk. Yeah, in a week of Sharp Calls, of just a lot of disagreements, it feels like. A lot of guys on different sides. There's a handful of games that, like, we'll talk about right now that a lot of guys were aligned on. I was just shocked at all the split decisions. And that's kind of how it goes when there's a bunch of teams on bye weeks and you're getting so late in the season that people really get, you know, staunched on their decisions and their positions they're playing. So the guys last week who hit on the Vikings, they like the Vikings again this week, and they've been taking the 2.5. And when it touched 3, just for a little bit, a lot of books, they grabbed it right away. So that's one of the more split games this week where I felt really good about the Lions. We talked about that already. A little bit of a pause. Still, obviously, we'll break it down. That's one of those games though where it's like, I see where the split decisions are coming from, because this is an interesting matchup between two teams that match up.
We'll get deeper into it.
Yeah, so that was one. But for the three that we all agreed upon, really smart group, I know, came in heavy on the Broncos. No shocker. To me, that's a game we'll dive into more, but that just made sense. As soon as that number came out, the look at it might have been +4. The fact that it shot all the way up to 9, 9.5, I just knew that the pros would be on it. We already talked about it. The public is going to hammer the Chiefs. This is going to be the most 7-point teased game of the week. So no surprise
there's
there.
There's a very specific trend developing that I never actually thought of before that is coming to light this week that I do want us to get into when we talk about the Broncos. And I bet we'll talk about this other game too. But I'm sorry I cut you off.
One that's probably going to be in our big balls bet, the Chargers, a little foreshadowing. The pros love that game. That's a game they're going to hammer all week. A little disappointed, split game this week, the Giants-Eagles. I thought they'd be all over that Giants number. I felt like that was a great number. That's a split game. I know a really smart group that came in heavy on the Eagles as soon as they touched 6.5. Well, it's still sitting there at a bunch of different books. It's sitting at 6.5. So interesting, interesting number this week, that Eagles-Giants game. And then the consensus last one for a game the pros love that Chad was actually on the other side of, or I don't even remember if you even picked a side on it, but Arizona. Really smart group, came in heavy on Arizona. I don't know if I can do it. I really don't. Where it's like, it's just that Kingsbury effect of him in December, him at home, all the bad juju with Kyler. But I get exactly what these guys are talking about, the struggles of the Patriots versus these running quarterbacks and the fact that they are healthy. Marquise Brown is playing. I mean, Hopkins, since he's come back, has been incredible for that. So the fact that Kyler has both his receivers are coming off a bye. You expect Connors to be back, the running back. I get it. I get the love for Arizona. I just, if me and Chad are going to make our five picks this week and play our five, even if Chad was all in on Arizona, I just don't know if I could be talking to it, even though I do know a really smart group is in on it.
I'll tell you what. We generally like to avoid Monday night games just because of the weight is.
Yeah, right.
Unless we feel like we.
Got it.
Unless it's, you know. Unless it's the Niners against the Dolphins like last week or the right. Cowboys against the Vikings a few weeks ago, I don't think we're going Final Five on that.
Yeah.
We loved the Cardinals for the same reasons you just talked about against the Chargers a couple weeks ago. And the Chargers won that game on a 2-point conversion at the very end.
Right.
But we were all over the Cardinals as underdogs because Hollywood Brown is back, because DeAndre Hopkins is playing so well, because they were finally fully loaded offensively, minus Zach Ertz. So I don't mind. I don't mind the Cardinals in that spot. I do totally get it. I definitely want to talk about the Lions for a second. Let's talk about the Broncos and the Chiefs because they loved that number.
Yeah, it's hit funny. Me with the trend you heard.
Yeah. So what's funny is like you do these shows on AMP and people are listening now. We know that we have an audience that likes betting. We know that when you listen on AMP, you like betting even more. So what was interesting was that game, when we started talking about it on Tuesday, was at 9.5. Before I was done talking about it, it was at 9. Now it's been back up to 9.5. Of course,
that could be part of the Sutton injury, right? I think Sutton got put out. So a couple, yeah, that could be part of it.
Could be. But of course, I got nervous on Tuesday. As soon as I saw it go 9, I hit it at 9. Now it's at 9.5. So
yeah.
I'm getting the book, which sucks. I think the same is true of the Giants and the Broncos. They're playing teams that have been so dominant this year that you get to the end of the year and the flaws are pasted over a little bit. And so you know the inflation is going to be so high from the books. You almost automatically have to bet the other side because the books are expecting the public to come in. And I think with the Broncos specifically, and we talked about this, Patrick Mahomes is so dominant at the end of the year. The numbers get so big, they become impossible to cover. And that's what's happened to him. Like he is under 500 against the spread, in this spot. And so still love the Broncos.
Yeah, and this is a game, sadly, I've been losing sleep over it. I woke up and I sweat the other night about it. I must have had a really weird intention, but I literally woke up and was just like, why am I betting the Broncos? And it's the same thing I had last week, but it's the right spot to take it. So the game doesn't really scare me as much as that the fear is going to be, will the Broncos be able to move the ball? And I believe they will. I think the Chiefs, they could still be run on, and that's what the Broncos will be able to do. Yeah, am I worried that Sutton's out? That's kind of a big deal, but at the same time, he hasn't really done that much this year.
Jerry Jeudy. How much worse can they get?
Right. So to me, Jerry Jeudy, he's been the weapon. So felt confidence that the fact that the pros were on it, I knew they'd be on it, though. It's a divisional home dog, bigger than a 7. Yeah, I'm with you, Chad. They're not as bad as they've looked, but Russell Wilson actually might be. He really might be this bad. So this is one of these bets where I'm kind of betting mainly on the defense and trusting this offense will be able to start moving the ball against the Chiefs defense. It's just young. They just have young pieces in the secondary. We've seen teams want to run the ball on them of late. So one of those games where if Russ had just shown me anything the last couple of weeks, this would be one of my bigger bets, but it won't be just because of that. So for this week, if me and Chad play 5, this would be one of the 5. No doubt, no brainer, automatically locked in kind of game just because have to play this spot every time and have to take this number every time. And I feel like Chad, he touched on it a little bit, but the Mahomes against the number thing is real. If he's under a three, I get the math. Like we went against it last week taking the Bengals, but historically that's when you want to back Mahomes. With these big numbers, Pat just doesn't cover. Like, they just playing these close, sluggish games, and that's what you expect in a divisional game. So I don't want to hear shit from you people. We get burned on this one. You just have to do it. You have to make this bet. This is what it's like betting on this professional. We're not going to win every bet, but over time, like this number is, you will win. You will profit. So this is one of those 60% opportunities, 55% opportunities where you just play the number. Don't even think about it. Don't even watch this game if you can't handle it, because I'm not, because I can't handle Russell Wilson anymore. But just trust the number.
Here's what I would say. We were super smart. I didn't lose a wink of sleep over betting the Rams last week or betting the Broncos last week. And but we didn't.
Do you know why that is, Chad?
Because I lose sleep over other things, because I'm running a goddamn operation here.
All right, but put six figures on Broncos and then see if you sleep well. Let me know how that goes for you.
All right. Well, maybe I'll do that this week.
Yeah, it won't. You won't because you won't be able to sleep. It's a horrible feeling.
It's a horrible feeling.
You got to be wired a weird way to be okay with it.
But whether it's $6 or six figures, we didn't put it at, like.
That's fair.
We separated. You know, you were really smart last week. I give you credit. You came after me and said, as the season goes on, you got to change your thinking on these teams. And we use that to say, yeah, we're going to bet the Rams. We're going to bet the Broncos because of the number and the situation they're in.
Right.
We're not betting the Texans, even though it's a similar situation. And we're not betting the Colts, right? We made the choice on the two big dogs we're going to bet. So we did the Broncos. We're going to do it again this week. The Giants, I still think you made the best point on Tuesday. Jalen Hurts just isn't the same quarterback on the road. And then, you know, talking about Action Network Pod and Stucky and Raybon, Stucky had a really good point this morning. Since 2020, the Eagles on the road are the worst team in the NFL against the spread. And that's when Jalen Hurts became a starter late in the year. So this is a team, you look back at their schedule, their only good win on the road is against the Lions in week one. Barely beat the Colts. Cowboys, Cooper Rush, Carson Wentz led Washington. They beat the Texans, but they beat them by double digits, but it was a late double digit sort of front door cover.
Yeah, they didn't cover.
Was it for that's
the
right.
The Texans covered.
That's right. That's right. So just not a very good team on the road.
Yeah. And that was honestly the part of it. Another part of it was just the fact that we talked about that's lines inflated because they just beat the crap out of Tennessee. Like 4.5, 5 just made sense for this divisional matchup. Yes, the Eagles are a superior team, but in divisional games like this, especially in December, teams really just know exactly what each other want to do. And that's going to be what the Giants are going to be so well preparing for this game. It's like they've played against this scheme now with Sirianni for 2 years now, or 3 years. So they, or I guess 2 years, but they just know exactly what the scheme is going to do. So looking at the game, I love it at 7. The 6.5 does definitely give you pause because that's moving to another key number. I'd still take it. But you have 7s out there. So just make sure you grab that. We talked about it. That's why I gave it to Simon Says. I just thought the pros would eventually bet it. I was just shocked to hear that the pros didn't love it as much as I did. Like, again, they love that Broncos way more. They love the Chargers game way more. I love those games too. I just thought this was a really good number, just an inflated number in a matchup of, I get it, the Giants, they have struggled down here. Teams have kind of figured out what they do. But Daniel Jones is still able to produce. Like, he's still able to make those runs on third down. Like, they've kind of figured out what works for them, and he makes it work. Same goes with the Barkley stuff. So I get why people are like, well, if it drops down to 6, would you flip to the Eagles? I really wouldn't, because I do make this number 4.5. So that's one of those. Even if it drops down to 6, I'll still be on it. I just want you to get the good value right now at 7.
All right. The Lions, I'm not sure why anyone's backing the Vikings right now. It just, the Lions are a better team. They just are.
Yeah.
Like, look at the numbers. They're just a better team. They're a better team getting less than a field goal at home.
My first pause was, this is why, again, why I try to stay away from social media, but a little piece of me would die every time when someone tweet, did you see the Lions, who are 5-7 or -2 against the 10-1 or 11-1 Vikings, whatever the record is, the Vikings. And I get where these people are coming from, outsiders that are looking at the sports betting landscape. But that's always bad when people are talking about these things and then it's getting hyped up even more. And now the public's like, well, obviously, because Detroit's a better team right now, like what you were just saying. And that's my fear, is that the Vikings have not been playing well and they've been winning. They're going to start playing well. Like eventually they will start clicking. They will start putting good games together. They sure as hell stole that game last week. I think we all can agree on that one. And the New England one the week before that felt like they stole it. So I'm still with you. I think Detroit's the better team. We have the indoor factor, which is a big deal to me. You get Goff indoors. He's a totally different player. Swift is getting healthier. I'm on St. Brown playing the it's crazy to say, he's playing at the same level as Jefferson. If you need a guy to get open, like Jefferson can get open, I'm on St. Brown has the footwork and the speed to get open. So I love this matchup so much, and I'm not going to budge. I might be a little stubborn here taking the line still, because I know a really smart group that came in on the Vikings, but I feel like you, Chad. I feel like the Vikings are just way, way too lucky and been very fortunate a lot these last couple weeks. So could get caught, and they could put up a great game against a Detroit team. It's probably coming off their best game of the season. I mean, they flat out dominated the Jaguars last week, defensively and offensively, but I have to do it. It just feels like this offense, fully healthy Detroit, is what we envisioned in August. They have a good offensive line. They have really good weapons on the skill positions. They can move the ball. The Vikings can't stop anyone. The Jets punted the ball one time last week. So we might be walking into a chat, but I can't avoid it. Like, something might change by Sunday, but I can tell you right now, I've already bet this number, and I'm locked in on Detroit.
I will say that one thing that worries me, this line was at 1.5 on Tuesday morning. It was a 2.5 in Tuesday afternoon. It's back down to 1.5. So clearly, whatever group you're talking about is moving this number back in the direction of the Vikings.
And if it makes you feel better, they didn't even take the number. They just took the money line. Because if you look at historically, Minnesota this year, they don't cover close games. They win close games. So they're one of these teams that if they're going to lose, they're going to get blown the hell out. Like the Eagles blew them out. Dallas blew them out. That's the kind of team they've been this year. So it was interesting. They didn't even take the 2.5. They just took the money line.
Let's talk about the Chargers for a second. And then there's two teams in similar point spread ranges that have similar sort of personalities, right?
Okay.
But let's talk about the Chargers plus 3.5. And that's a big pros Joe's game with all the money on the Dolphins. What are people saying about the Chargers? Why?
It's going to be my big balls bet of the week if you're with it, brother.
Big balls bet of the week.
I mean, Chargers are just left for dead right now, but it pretty much feels like everyone. They're just a team that they weren't what people expected they would be coming into the year. Herbert, which what I thought coming here, he was just an inconsistent quarterback. He's still that inconsistent quarterback, but now I'm starting to think more along the lines of it's just bad coaching, because I see it time and time again every week. He keeps being put in these bad positions where if it's 3rd and 5, they draw up a play as if it's 3rd and 12. And it doesn't work. And then when it's 3rd and 12, they drop a play that it's like 3rd and 20, and it does work. It's just a very bizarre ran offense. I look at this game on the sense that Miami is just clearly overrated. We saw that they're overrated, that they've prospered playing bad teams. And it feels like the same exact thing when we took the Bears against this team, Miami, a bunch of weeks ago, where we knew the Bears were going to put up points. We knew Fields was going to move the ball against Miami defense. I had that same feeling here with the Chargers. I just have no doubt the Chargers will be able to move the ball against this Miami defense. And for the offensive side, yes, I know the Chargers have struggled against the run, but I could see them being able to get pressure against two in this game. And you factor in Waddle might miss this game as well as their Armstead at the tackle position. Two major injuries. Those are two Pro Bowl players for this Miami team. Two guys that are the reason they have their record they do now. So, man, if both those guys are out, this would be a no-brainer play, but already love it. If you're getting the 3.5, you just have to grab it. It's a big home dog. Number should be closer to 2 or 1. It's just going to be inflated just because the Chargers have disappointed people so much this year. People expect Tua and Miami to bounce back. This kind of feels like, not for their season, but it does. I think it's for the Chargers season. The Chargers know they can't drop this game. I believe they're 500 right now. They need this game to stay in that wild card contention. So both teams equally as desperate. Give me the bigger dog at 3.5.
Reminder for people, just because I love using it, I'm in a legal state. I went into the Action Network app. I picked the Chargers plus 3.5. Quick slipped it directly to FanDuel, opened up a bet slip for me. I put my bet in. I tapped done. It took me 15 seconds. Didn't have to decide what game I wanted to bet, open up FanDuel, go to the NFL tab, scroll for the game. Eliminated four steps by using QuickSlip through Action Network. Love it. Right now, the Jags are +4 against the Titans. The Panthers are 4.5 against the Seahawks. Two teams, similar sort of not good, middle of the road, low expectations, bad losses, as those 4-point underdogs on the road. Wise guys are on both the Jags and the Panthers. What do we think of those games right now?
Yeah, the Jaguars, I don't really understand why they're hitting that number. I know a really, really smart group that took that number in the sense that they think it'll be a close game. I said, how the hell do you bet that without knowing what the hell is going on with Trevor Lawrence? No one knows what's going on with Trevor Lawrence. I know you guys don't. So yeah. Weird bet. Maybe they're just taking a position and they'll buy out if it's a bad number. But I feel like that's when you take Tennessee and then you buy out when it, if he does play, whatever it is. Because you could have got 3.5 and we gave it out on Tuesday. Now it's 4. Still don't hate grabbing it just in case he is out, because I could see a big movement. I mean, as much shit as people want to give Trevor Lawrence, he's been actually playing really well this year. So, to me, I look at that game where, yeah, I wish I could be on the Jaguars, but it's just there's too many things pointing me towards this Titans team. And the next one with Carolina, I know you were probably going to love Carolina too, and I want to back it. My fear is a Sam Darnold on the road against this 12th man. Like he's a different quarterback when the lights get bright and the pressure is on him. I got no issue taking him at home at 1 o'clock in Carolina when it's all good and easy, but this is a tough spot to play. Seahawks, they've struggled down the road here. I mean, Rams, they almost stole that game last week, and we just talked about the Rams a little bit ago, Chad. They are banged up and terrible. So that is a fear right now, that the Seahawks, they've kind of turned into the team we all thought they were going to be coming in the year, right? They were going to be one of the worst teams in football. What's held them up is Geno. Geno Smith, he's playing it at a top five quarterback level all season. I mean, you go through all the numbers, he's leading the NFL in a lot of categories. So, yeah, just looking at it, it's a game where I'm just going to keep trusting Geno back in the Seahawks, but not when I throw into our contest. It's just there's too many smart guys I know in Carolina. It's a little split. No real feel for this one, but I just like the Seahawks defense matchup against Sam Darnold.
Well, I'll tell you right now, this is one of the biggest pro Joe discrepancies we have looking at the splits. 91% of the money right now on Carolina, 54% of the bets on Seattle. So
I'll tell you this much, it's not all pro because this number went from 3.5 to 4.5 in a lot of books. So there's clearly a smart group out there hitting the Seahawks team.
Yeah, no, that's right. And it was a big move. Going from 3.5 to 4.5.
And that's with like Kenneth Walker might be out. Like they might be down both running backs.
I think it's Travis. I mean, I guess people are taking the same position you are.
Yeah, it's the Sam Darnold thing, I think. Yeah.
I don't feel like, look, if we're putting 5 in, we said on Tuesday we might be doing the bye. And then we said at the end,
you never know.
We kind of love some of these games. Like, I feel great about the Giants. I feel great about the Lions. I feel great about the Broncos. I feel great about the Chargers. One more game I want to talk about. Browns are now +6.5. So the number's going up since we declared our love for the Browns against the Bengals.
Yeah, we're going to lose money. It's another game we have to take the Browns. I mean, we don't have a choice. It's just a big inflated number in a divisional game. The factor I hate is the Watson factor. He looked so horrible last week. He looked so rusty. I mean, his underthrows, he looked like a guy that hadn't played football in 2 years. So that's a thing. It's like, I don't know if I'd let Chad talk me into taking them on Sunday just because of that whole Watson factor where, like, I know the Browns are the right play here. This is a great number in a divisional game. They are not that much worse than this Cincinnati team is. This line's inflated just because Cincinnati right now is a darling in NFL. I mean, Joe Burrow, he's what, top three now in MVP votes? He's just – the hype is hitting that point. So just looking at this matchup, it's like, yeah, you have to take the Browns, but my issue is Watson. I do not know what I get from him. He sure as hell is not getting two defensive touchdowns and a kick return this week against the Cincinnati's defense. I mean, they're good. So, don't really know what to do with it, Chad, but I already bet the six. I'm going to have to bet the 6.5 now that's hit 6.5, but it's hard to convince myself to put this as one of our five. But I would, just because it's a shorter week and it's like we don't have that many options.
Right. That's what makes it tricky. I don't know that we'll find, you know, an hour comes down to the Arizona Cardinals.
That's what I mean. That's like tough.
Yeah.
It's I hate them both for so many reasons.
We might only find the four games. And if so, we're taking a bye. That's how we live. We got to make smart decisions, keep money in our pockets. That's what a wise guy does. Football fans, make every Thursday one to remember with a no sweat same game parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. All customers can get free bets back if your NFL same game parlay doesn't hit. Same game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Tonight, my favorite SGP, Raiders over Foster Moreau anytime touchdown, and the Raiders to cover the spread. Build your own or choose from one of the popular SGPs pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. And FanDuel is now live in Maryland. Marylanders, make sure you get in on the action with great offers and boosts just for you. Just sign up with promo code FAVORITES if you don't already have an account. That's promo code FAVORITES to get free bets back if your SGP doesn't hit. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and in select states. 3+ legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia. All right. Well, you won Scooch Roulette last week and I did not. So why don't you make your choice?
When all hope is lost, all that's left is relief.
Let's play Scooch Roulette.
Woo! All right. I got two I love. Is it because it's 3.5, I got to do it. Give me the Chargers 3.5.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I just hate that I'm going against Miami 2 weeks in a row for Scooch.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Do it.
This is how much I love this game. Do you know what I'm going to do?
I don't.
Broncos +9.5.
There you go. Yeah, you got to do it. That was the two I was in between.
You know why?
They're both the most inflated lines this week.
They're the most inflated lines. And you know what? Even if I don't have six figures literally on the game, I want to lose sleep with you on this game. So you and I will both be losing sleep on Saturday night thinking about the risk and the opportunity to lose more than just money, lose space in Scooch Roulette on the Broncos. Who's our money line round robin? Let me see. Hold on.
My dog likes your dog. Your dog likes my dog.
Zero chance to throw Denver in. Mahomes, he won't cover that game, but he's not losing it. He just doesn't lose back-to-back games, especially when he's on the road for the second one.
I mean, we got to do the Chargers.
No brainer. Browns. He's never beat the Browns, so he's got to throw the Browns in.
Chargers, Browns. What about
Giants?
The
Vikings? Got to go Giants.
Giants. Vikings.
Yeah, did you? I didn't want to put that juju out there just because we're all in on the Lions.
But you know what? Why not emotionally hedge a little bit?
No, we can't do it. Matt Mitchell will get mad at us. Let's go Ravens.
Oh, yeah. We forgot about the Ravens.
Yeah. Well, honestly, that was one of those. We're on the wrong side, apparently. The pros love Pittsburgh. We love the Ravens. So it was just like, fuck it. I don't even want to mess with that game. But I'll take the money line. I love that. What about all right, last one. Let's make it the Monday nighter.
Yeah, the Cardinals.
No, wait. How good do you feel about your Panthers? Nah, fuck. You want to go Arizona? No. I'm just looking at a good number for the Panthers, but yeah, you want to just go Arizona?
I like the number for the Panthers, but I would not bet on Sam Darnold to win outright.
Win on the road. Yeah. All right. Let's go Arizona then.
All right. Our money line round robin. I'll go slow. But Matt Mitchell can put it in the chat for those listening live. The Chargers, the Browns, the Giants, the Ravens, the Cardinals. Final run through. Foxhole, Broncos +9.5. Simon says Giants +7. Exec decision, Lions -2.5. Big balls, Chargers +3.5. Scooch roulette, Chargers +3.5 for Simon. Chad, Broncos +9.5. Simon, we've done it all, brother. We have done it all. For producer extraordinaire Matt Mitchell, for professional better BFF Simon Hunter, I am Chad Millman. This has been the Favorites Podcast from the Volume Podcast Network. Download us from Apple Podcasts, from Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate, review, subscribe. Leave us 5 stars. Say whatever you want. Feedback is a gift. Reminder, listen all the way through. That's really important for the Apple rankings. Until next time, love you.